Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no. All is
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. That song is truly a blessing, you know, because God is an awesome God, and he'll answer our prayers, and he'll be there for us in the midst of the storm. God is an awesome God, and we thank God for who he is, and we praise him for who his name, Jesus, stands for, the anointed one, in the name of Jesus. And we thank God. We thank God for allowing us to come before him on today. We still got a chance to get it right. You know, we're not all perfect, not any of us. But one thing I do know, that the Spirit of God, God is perfect, and that perfection can be down on the inside of us so long as we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, repent of our sins, and accept him and be baptized in Jesus' name. Acts 2 and 38 says it clearly, to repent of our sins, be baptized in Jesus' name, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the power, see? That's the power that's going to help you make it through whatever situation you might have. You might be addicted to something. You might be an abuser. You might be an individual who doesn't finish anything. You might be down on yourself and thinking you can't do anything. But once you come into the acknowledgement of God and you accept the Spirit of God, after being baptized, you get that power to overcome your negativities, because it's not about you anymore. It's not you alone, because now it's there where God, our Father, our Creator, our King is able to fight our battles for us. If God be with you, who can be against you? Amen. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane, Ministry and Friends, praise God. And as always, we continue forth with the commitment to bring God's holy word. This is a great day, and as we always say, praise God, this is a great day to be alive. Amen. God truly is on the throne. I do first and foremost want to give honor to God before I go any further in the name of Jesus for who he is. Not just for what he's done, but for who he is. I also want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, praise God. And I also acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or even into our archives. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We acknowledge those on Germany. We acknowledge those listening to our radio station, praise God. In Canada, listeners, we thank those that are in South Korea, praise God. Those that are in Indonesia, praise God. We thank those that are over in, praise God, Japan, that are even listening onto our radio station, praise God. And we thank those, of course, here, our neighbors in the United States. God bless you. We love you, and God loves you as well. Amen. We love because God loves. And that's why we continue to press on and move forward in the name of Jesus. I pray that all are well in the name of Jesus, and that as we continue to move forward, let us pray. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, Lord God, we once again acknowledge you for being the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and we just thank you, Lord, for being in our lives, allowing us in the name of Jesus to continue to press on and getting a chance to do it right one more time. In the name of Jesus, we pray asking that you forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small they may be, the sins of omission or the sins of commission. We ask that you forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Draw us closer together as we can help one another. In Jesus' name, praying for the country, praying for our city and our state, praying for our government in the name of Jesus, praying for our armed forces and our rescue technicians in the name of Jesus. We thank God on today. As we continue to move forward, we ask that you pray for us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, praise God. I kind of felt a little lengthy on that prayer. Praise God, but I thank y'all for sticking through the prayer. Amen. And we're going to go forth, praise God, as we read the book of Acts, chapter 8. We want to acknowledge Minister Andrew Orlander that's out there in Los Angeles, California, one of our contributors. We also want to acknowledge Sister V out there in Compton, who also, praise God, is a member here. And we have quite a few others that are tuned in, listening to our rec. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let us read Acts chapter 8.
Time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Then devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentations over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hauling men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto these things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy, and that were lame and were healed. And these were great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out to himself, whose great one, to whom they all have heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him that they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized by both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles, signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen unto more, none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid them their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, and on whosoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money pass with thee, because thou hast that the gift of God may be with money. thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of sins, thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come unto me. And then when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south into the way that goeth down from Jerusalem into Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures and had come to Jerusalem for the worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and had him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? Of his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, O whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself, of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. As they went on their way, they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through his preaching in all the cities till he came to the Syria. Acts chapter 9. And so, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around him about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Troubling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journey with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man, and so arose from the earth and went. When his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul, and of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, and he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to hear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hand on him said,
Brother Saul, the Lord even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou comest has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost.
And immediately there fell from his eyes as if had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them
which called on his name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bond unto the chief priest. But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt in Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their lying wait was known of Saul, and they watched the gate down day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecians. But they went about to slay him, which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and set him forth to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the rear fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. And it came to pass, as Peter passed through all quarters, he came down also to the spirit saints which dwelt in Lydia. And there he found a certain man named Ananias, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of our palsy. And Peter said unto him, Ananias, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise to make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt in Lydia and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which whose interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in the upper chamber. For so as much as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, and disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him 2 men, desiring him to he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him into the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her
alive.
It was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Sharon, a tanner. And tomorrow, after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, he had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, "Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing that a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore come I unto you without gainsaying. As soon as I was sent for, I ask therefore for what intent ye have sent for me." And Cornelius said, "Four days ago I was fasting unto this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, 'Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in a house of one Simon Tanner by the sea by side, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee.' Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God?" Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. But he, in every nation, he that feareth him worketh righteousness, is accepted with him. The words which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and begun from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, who they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he
which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin.
Well, Peter yet spake these words,
the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And then they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as come with Peter, because that one on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnifying God. Then answered Peter,
any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?
And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Acts chapter 11.
And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come unto the Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, thou
wentest into that man uncircumcised and didst eat with them.
But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in the trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descending, as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me, upon the which, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beast of the earth, and wild beast, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath that any time entereth into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times. All were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come into the house where I was, sit from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house.
And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, whom shall tell these words, swear by they, and all thy house shall be saved.
And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning.
Then remembered I the word of the Lord,
all that he said.
John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
For as much thou as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying,
then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.
No, they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word, that none but unto the Jews only. The same of them were men of Cyprus and Syrian, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus, and the hand of the Lord was with them. And a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who then, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost, and of faith. And much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus, for he seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch.
And it came to pass that the whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch, and there stood up one of them named Agabus, name signified by the spirit that was should be great, death throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading, praise God, up to Acts chapter 12, which we're starting on Monday. Praise God. We do truly want to thank you in the name of Jesus for joining us on today. Once again, God bless each and every one of you from David and Diane Ministries and friends. We love you with the love of God and trust that each and every one of you will be blessed, safe, and secure in Jesus' arms. Be blessed.
know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
You just say one.